if you can give me a little bit of your background, your bio, and you've got a lot that you're involved in. You're a pediatrician, a professor, an author, co-founder of an organization called Reach Out and Read. How did you become interested in children and all of these different aspects?
Well, really, I think it starts with my mom, who is a preschool teacher. So if you grow up with a preschool teacher, you get interested in children. And then, like a lot of people, I just found that pediatrics was what made me the happiest when I was in medical school. Mm. So the decision for me, as it was for lots of people, was emotional. I just love working with kids and was all set to be a general pediatrician, which I think is a very high calling. And then following my general pediatrics training, I got talked into doing some additional training in child development and sort of never quit. But my interest in literacy has really been from the standpoint of general pediatricians, really trying to answer the question, what can a pediatrician or family doctor who's seeing kids in the office do to encourage parents to read aloud in a developmentally wonderful way with their kids so that the kids will grow up loving books and will become not just literate, but highly literate, literate in the best sense. So that's what we're all about.
Wonderful. And tell us about your organization, Reach Out and Read. What do you do and how do you do it?
It was a project that got started probably 29, almost 30 years ago when I was just in my training for child development. And what we do is we take advantage of the time that we have with young children when they come in for checkups to work with the parents to get them to read aloud with their children in developmentally great ways. And that happens in a few ways. When the children are waiting in the waiting room, we try to have volunteers there reading with the children and demonstrating for the parents what you can do with a book and a young child. And then during the course of the visit, we train the doctors to talk with the parents about reading aloud and how it's terrific for children and how the parent can do it with their own child. And then we use a picture book as part of the visit. So my equipment when I'm going in to see a child includes the usual stethoscope, but I also take picture books with me. And the stethoscope tells me about the child's heart, but the picture book tells me about how they're learning from the world, what their vocabulary is, what their attention span is, how their interaction with their parent goes. I usually find out a lot of very positive things, sometimes very surprisingly positive things. Sometimes children who are having real difficulties in other parts of their world do really well with picture books. And sometimes I find that parents are using the books in a very kind of limited teacher-like way. And then the work is to try to encourage parents to lighten up and to have a joyful time with their children with books, because we know, we being doctors and scientists and teachers, that when children are having a good time, that's also when they're learning the best.
Mm. You know, at first glance, it seems like, why would a medical doctor be involved in literacy? But to listen to you, it makes a great deal of sense. Is this a trend?
Oh, it's very much a trend. So when we just got started with it, it was me and a couple of early childhood educators, actually. Mm-hmm. And then very quickly, other pediatricians started picking up. And now there are doctors in every state and several other countries. We have about 5,000, almost 6,000 doctors now involved. And we're working with parents of upwards of 4 million children each year. So it's very much a trend. And the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is our kind of most authoritative group, has declared that literacy promotion, the work that we're doing, is really an essential component of well child care, which is to say that you can't be a healthy child if you're not also a literate child. Mm. That's a real change in the last 20 years and very, very positive for our profession.
So talk a little bit about what kind of problems there are out in the world in literacy. Is there a lot of it that you're finding?
Overall, the United States doesn't do as well as it should. Yeah. I mean, we're the richest and the most powerful country around, and we're not near the top of the list in terms of literacy. There are, as with many other things in our country, great inequalities. The kids who have the least advantage economically, whose parents have the least advantage in their own education and in their employment, also have the least advantage when it comes to learning how to read, and especially not just learning mechanically how to read, but learning to love reading and to see it as an important part of their lives. It's really to address that inequality that we're focusing our efforts and have always from the beginning on children from the least advantaged backgrounds. And what we find, which is really great, is that it often doesn't take very much, just a little encouragement, a little empowerment, sometimes one or two picture books that kids get to take home from the doctor's office, and the parents and the child are off and running and doing wonderful reading aloud. And that's because it's just so much fun. It's just so great. And parents love it when their kids are learning stuff, and kids love it too. I didn't mention when I was telling about Reach Out and Read, one of the things that we do is we arrange for there to be beautiful, new, developmentally and culturally appropriate books in the doctor's office so that young children can take a book home from each visit, starting when they're very, very young.
Yeah,
I don't stress it because it's not a book giveaway program. There are plenty of places people get books given to them. It's really so that the book that gets used in the visit becomes part of the child's life and carries the message home. So instead of a little pamphlet that might get thrown away or balled up in a corner somewhere, there's a beautiful book that sticks around and that parents and kids use together. So it's always very gratifying to me when kids are coming back for a second or third or fourth visit. And now the discussion is the parents telling me about all the great things that that child is learning.
Prescriptions for story time. I love that. So what kind of advice do you typically give to young parents with small children?
Well, we're really starting our advice early, so right from birth. And at birth, the advice is the most important stimulus for a young child is the parents, and specifically their faces and their voices. So in that setting, a book, if you were to just show it to the child, would sort of get in the way. You really want the parent to be talking and singing and telling nursery rhymes and interacting with that with the child. By about 6 months of age, babies are developmentally ready to start actually paying attention to board books. So they can hold them, they can pass them from hand to hand, they can definitely put them in their mouths, which is fine with board books. They can look at the pictures, pay attention to them, pat at the pictures, and generally the response at 6 months is very, very happy in having this beautiful, interesting object to look at. So the advice to parents is play with your child with the book. Sometimes you might read a word or two, you might make up your own word, but mostly you just want to be having fun on a regular basis, part of every day, so that the book becomes a familiar and loved sort of way of being with a parent. And then, as children become more and more capable at a year and a half, at 2 years, the books also become more complicated. The interaction has more to do with asking questions, pointing at objects, telling stories about what's going on in the book. And notice that I'm not saying a lot about reading, because a lot of parents think, well, a book means you have to read the words, and that's not true with young children. The book is a prop, if you will, for an interaction. Something interesting to look at that has pictures that hopefully are attractive and give rise to rich language. And the best use of books with young kids is when the language is two directions, the parent doing some of the talking, but also the child doing a lot of the talking and the parent doing the listening. When it works back and forth like that, that's when it really stimulates the best language learning. So these days we have to talk with parents about why this interaction with parents and books is different and much better than the interaction that children have with electronic devices, because everybody has electronic devices and there's all this stuff for kids on it. But the parents can do something that the electronic devices just can't do besides be warm and fuzzy.
So would you recommend print books, actual physical books, over, say, a Kindle?
Oh, absolutely. For young children.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. One is because the print book is intrinsically more interesting physically. Young children don't really understand, you know, electronics or anything, but they do understand how pages move. And at that age, what they need to learn is how you open the page, how you close the page, how you flip it back and forth. So physical presence of the book is helpful. But more important is the engagement of the parent. The best use of the book is with the parent to talk with the child and listen to the child and respond to what the child says. So a back and forth flow of communication. And computers are just not very good at that at this point. They can certainly present information, but they don't do a very good job of noticing when the child is bored or finding interesting ways to recapture the child's attention or responding to what the child says.
So it seems to me that it's not just literacy. There's two things that are happening here, not just building literacy in the child, but also building bonds with family, with parents.
Oh, absolutely. And also verbal language. Literacy and verbal language are really closely connected. The bigger your vocabulary as a child, the easier it is for you to learn to read. And the more you're doing with books, the bigger your vocabulary will be. Verbal language and literacy go hand in hand, and all of those go hand in hand with behavior control.
Ah.
Kids who have better vocabularies, who can express their ideas and can think in words, do much better at controlling their own behavior than kids who have problems in that area. And there's another aspect of it which is really important. Families are just super busy these days. Parents are off at jobs or at school. It's a rare family where there's just a lot of relaxed time between parents and child. Most parents squeeze in their parenting between, 16 other things. So making the time with the child with a book part of a ritual that makes you spend time together, not distracted by a TV or a computer, but just enjoying something simple together, is really important for modern families. We're so rushed, we're so overstimulated, that just to hear a doctor say, look, take 20 minutes each day, cuddle up with your baby, enjoy something fun together, and make it something that you both look forward to at the end of the day to recharge your emotional batteries and to get yourself ready for bed in a happy frame of mind. That's really a gift for families.
Yes, and I'm going to guess that it does just as much good for the adults as it does for the children. I certainly enjoyed it with my children.
Yes, I've never really met a family where the parents says, well, I read aloud all the time, but I didn't really like it.
Mm.
Never, right? What you hear is, that was the best time that we had.
Yeah.
We loved, yeah. And so part of the whole rationale for doing this Reach Out and Read thing is, we want all parents to have things like that that they just love with their kids, because that's really what makes kids thrive.
You're going to be coming to Kalamazoo and speaking October 6th and 7th. Tell us a little bit about what we can hear, what we can expect at these events.
I'll be talking in some generalities about reading aloud, of course, and literacy. I'll present some of the up-to-date data on how kids are doing with their learning, and also on the research about how picture books relate to children's development of thinking and emotional health, and also some of the research on how professionals in different areas can support parents in reading aloud, the best ways with their children. So it'll be a little bit of research. It'll be a little bit of putting things in context. I'll probably share some pictures with people of books that I found to be most delightful. I'll spend a little bit of time focusing on a multicultural aspect of books, because not all books are made equal and not all families are, the same. And there are certain books that kind of want every child to have in their library and to grow up with. And then there are other books that might be special for kids from certain backgrounds, in particular kids who have English as a second language or whose parents have English as a second language. So we'll talk about bilingual kids and kids whose families are recently arrived here in the United States and some of the exciting things that are going on internationally using books to help kids in very different settings, kids whose homes have been destroyed in hurricanes, for example.
Mm.
And then I'll hope to hear from, colleagues and coworkers and see where people are at in Kalamazoo.